This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects significant de-escalation on Wednesday in its military confrontation with the Palestinians amid intense efforts to reach a ceasefire. Airstrikes and rocket fire continue in Gaza in the conflict that has since May 10th claimed more than 225 Palestinian lives, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and killed 12 people in Israel, according to police there. As diplomatic efforts intensify, Germany says its top diplomat is heading to Jerusalem for talks on Thursday. The U.S., a key Israel ally, has repeatedly blocked adoption of a joint U.N. Security Council statement calling for a halt to hostilities. It said Wednesday it would not support a proposed resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying it could undermine efforts to de-escalate the crisis. U.S. military officials also said Wednesday Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urged de-escalation during a call with his Israeli counterpart, but underscored his continued support for Israel's right to defend itself. Nearly three dozen U.S. Republican lawmakers in the House of Representatives joined hundreds of Democrats Wednesday voting to create an independent commission to investigate the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by then-President Donald Trump supporters. Republican leaders had worked to kill a bipartisan bill to establish the commission, but 175 House Republicans did vote against the measure following a request from former President Donald Trump, but 35 from the American right-wing party joined 217 Democrats, the left-wing majority. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council on Wednesday issued a unanimous declaration underlining the need to increase COVID-19 assistance to Africa, in particular by boosting vaccine supplies. The Security Council is expressing concern that Africa has only received 2% of all vaccines administered globally. The Council backs the COVAX sharing program, which provides vaccines for poorer countries, and appealed for accelerated donation of safe and effective vaccine doses from developed economies. A top European Union negotiator said Wednesday a deal is shaping up to bring the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran, citing progress in efforts to break an impasse. But Enrique Mora says there are still things that need to be worked out after chairing talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. Indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran have been going on in Vienna since early April, with the other five countries in the deal talking directly to Iran. Senior diplomats from the E3, made up of France, Germany, and Britain, echoed the EU on Wednesday in a statement saying they are now beginning to see what a final deal could look like and that this is different from the last meeting. Iran has also said the talks are on the right track. The various sides are due to meet again in the Austrian capital early next week. Diplomats are hoping to get the U.S. back on board before Iranian presidential elections on June 18th. Brazil's Supreme Court ordered an investigation of the country's environmental minister, Ricardo Salles, as police raided his office Wednesday, targeting a timber trafficking scheme allegedly involving him and other top officials in President Jair Bolsonaro's government. Federal police claimed to have evidence Salles and other environmental officials were involved in an extremely serious scheme to facilitate the trafficking of rainforest products. Salles has been one of the most controversial figures in Bolsonaro's government and has presided over a surge of deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. And police stepped up a manhunt Wednesday for a Belgian soldier with suspected extreme right-wing views and access to rocket launchers who went missing after threatening public figures, including a renowned coronavirus expert. The federal prosecutor's office said late Wednesday some 250 police officers and soldiers deployed at a national park. The suspect's abandoned four-wheel drive vehicle was found near the park on Tuesday evening with four anti-tank rocket launchers and some munition, according to the prosecutor's office. A spokesman for the office says the man disappeared with weapons and left behind a letter containing worrying elements, including threats. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.